We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Little Diddy.
A little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering now. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high.
He's talking about boobs.
Out past the cornfields where the winds got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on a night move. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on a night move.
What a ditty.
We don't play nearly enough Seger on this show.
People don't play. Bob Seger is criminally underrated as an American legend.
We've never talked about this. I'm so glad to hear you say that.
We did talk about this one time. At our old station, our afternoon host, Scott Kaplan, went to the airwaves. He had tickets to go see Justin Timberlake or Bob Seger. And he put it out to the audience, who should I go see? And remember, I raged. I was like, are you out of your mind? Justin Timberlake sucks. He's like, yeah, but there'll be all kinds of hot girls and moms. I'm like, that's a good point. There will not be any hot moms or hot girls at Bob Seger. Not one. But you get to hear this. And you don't have to, ooh, baby girl, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is where it's at. Seger is Americana. God, he's great. Ben, you know what the song's about?
S-E-X?
Yes. S-E-X. Oh, yeah. Fumbling around first time in the backseat of a car. I know car's a big player
See,
in
now,
your sex
people,
life, so.
People of around our age, maybe a little younger, 35, 45, likely conceived to this song.
Yes, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I love Seger, man. I really do. He's one of those voices that feels like a warm blanket.
Yes.
Makes me feel good. Hollywood Nights, Against the Wind. I mean, Against the Wind damn near
Love
makes me cry,
song.
Man.
Love like, that song.
It's just a perfectly written song. He doesn't get near enough credit. I'm sorry, he doesn't. Everybody loves Springsteen. Give me Seger over Springsteen any day of the week.
What about the Silver Bullet Band?
God, I love the Silver Bullet Band. Love those guys. Detroit bred, dude. Just lots of soul. Great, great songwriter. Paul, that's a great choice.
That's our Daily Diddy. If you want to keep track, we have a Spotify list that you can go and download and listen to all the songs that we choose on our Daily Diddy every single day. It's our little new segment at 6:20 where we get a musical and alternate selections.
Yeah.
So I think tomorrow it's my choice again. I like this. It's been fun.
I love it.
To talk a little music here every single morning. We've got Ben Ryder from... Sports Illustrated and Radio.com. He's got a new podcast that is, I think there's 5 episodes now. It's called The Edge, and it's about the cheating scandal with the Houston Astros. He's followed that team very closely. He was the original guy who wrote kind of the hey, the Houston Astros, your 2017 World Series champions back in like 2014.
Yeah,
that,
man.
And he followed that team all the way through them actually winning that World Series, and then now through the cheating scandal that has followed. And I'm interested in kind of getting caught up because we've got another scandal, of course, brewing in Major League Baseball involving the Dodgers and Justin Turner. And I don't think it's going to be as big because it's not really a competitive issue. Obviously, people and especially players care way more about competitive issues than they do protocol issues. You pretty much ask anyone, every quote about Justin Turner was, we don't care. He should be out here with us. He deserves to be out here. No one's saying that he didn't deserve to be out there celebrating with the Dodgers.
Oh, he absolutely deserved to be out. No,
he wasn't being punished for getting COVID.
Right.
That wasn't the point. And you know, the Dodgers kept justifying it, but he did so much for us, you know? I mean, if he was just does that mean like if you were just a bench player and you got COVID, well, then you don't get to celebrate with us.
I think that's exactly what it means.
He was a starter, he should get to violate all the protocols and come out and, you know, possibly infect people with COVID. I didn't totally understand the logic there, but it's not a competitive issue, so it won't be as big of a scandal as it was with the Houston Astros. The players were the ones who felt robbed by the Astros.
Yes, 100%. And we talked to a bunch of people when that happened because it was really a fascinating story. And you talk to people whose careers were changed and altered and in many cases ruined by that. So I'm excited to talk to Ben. He knows that team in and out and knows I need to listen to that podcast.
But I don't think any Tampa Bay Rays are going to go back and say, oh, man, we had it if they had just not violated COVID protocol.
No.
They're not going to be wondering what if, you know, down the road, like the Dodgers or other teams that had to go through the Astros in the playoffs those years.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, totally, totally different scenario. Now, the Dodgers were, I was kind of surprised by this, but they were allowed to fly back to L.A. yesterday. They went through another round of testing, and there was no new positive.
That's
so they
good.
Let everyone but Justin Turner and his wife get back on the plane and fly back to L.A.
They're hitchhiking, actually, back from Dallas.
I hope not. I hope they're just quarantining, I think, for a while.
Are they going to stay in Dallas for 2 weeks?
The issue is, though, that, you know, you don't necessarily instantly test positive when you're exposed.
Yep.
It can be a few days later before the positives come out. So it's still possible someone was spreading COVID throughout that plane on the way back to Los Angeles. I don't think we've heard the end of this story by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I don't think so either. You know, and as far as scandals go, you know, I said it yesterday. There may be something that came out again. It happened earlier in the season. I had forgotten. The inconclusive test should have been reacted to like a positive test because it was earlier in the season, right? So he should have never been in that lineup. Should have never been in that dugout, that clubhouse, nothing. They should have had to deal with that game without Justin Turner. At a minimum. At a minimum, they should have done that. They didn't. That's what I'm interested in. Why not?
Major League Baseball put out the biggest, hey, wasn't our fault statement of all time yesterday. Went read in part that Turner was placed into isolation for the safety of those around him. However, following the Dodgers' victory, it is clear that Turner chose to disregard the agreed-upon joint protocols and the instructions he was given regarding the safety and protection of others. While the desire to celebrate is understandable, Turner's decision to leave isolation and enter the field was wrong and put everyone he came in contact with at risk. When MLB security raised the matter of being on the field with Turner, he emphatically refused to comply. So, basically, baseball is saying, yeah, we told him you're not allowed to be out here.
Yeah.
And he ignored security. He said, stop me, basically.
It's a bad
try to stop
look,
me.
Man.
That's a tough,
bad look.
And what are you supposed to do if you're the MLB security guard? Like, tackle Justin Turner
right.
and drag him off the field
he
at that point?
He also has COVID.
Good point. All right, so we can discuss that a little bit more and get Ben Ryder's thoughts on all of it. He's going to join us. That is coming up next. Stick around. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.